SI Joint Caterer is a tri-service competition where the Army, Navy and Royal Air Force come together in a cooking competition, competing on live stations and producing static work as well.
So each day the different services are taking part, and today is the Army Day. So tell us a little about what happens on the actual cooking day. What do they have to cook and produce?
On each service day, it's very much similar across all three services. But on Army Day today, and we have on the cold side, we have the buffet table that's put up. We have various static classes, fat carvings, cakes, platters, plated desserts, which are all viewed and highly glazed and people to look at so they can see the fine culinary arts that's being produced. But also part of that, we also then have the hot classes. So one of the major hot classes is the parade de chefs, and we have the VIP, so all the senior officers, generals, commanding officers from regiments come down, essentially as guests, to sit down, have a lovely three-course lunch provided by actually 167 catering regiment that's in there at the moment, and again producing 84 covers, fine dining menu. And on the side of that, we then have the live competition where we have individual classes from open cook and serve, which is front of house as well as back of house, seating two guests sit down, again sitting down to a nice three-course lunch. And then individual classes where they could be doing open chicken, they could be doing junior fish, senior chef of the year, classes where they're all competing against each other and their fellow colleagues in other services.
Well, lots going on through the day on the competition front. Are you being a judge then? What are you looking for? What sort of standard are you looking at?
There is a standard. And so, I mean, there is a criteria that we have to follow as a judge. And what it is, you know, every chef starts on 100 points. So when they enter the kitchen, they start on 100 points, which is a gold medal. As the event goes through, or they're going through their class, the judges then deduct the marks accordingly to, might be from taste, mise en place, done too much preparation, presentation, flavours, textures, skill level, hygiene, everything to do with what you would associate with food within a normal kitchen. And then prizes or medals award accordingly. So for a bronze medal, it's above 60 points to 75 points. Silver medal is above 75 to 90, and then a gold is 90 to 100. And gold is really a difficult achievement, and if you get a gold, it's a very good standard. And the judges here at Joint Catering and myself, we're very much in the line of Hotel Olympia, which is a national competition. That's how we do the judging scoring. So it's on par with our national chefs that are out in, you know, the UK now.
When the competition's all over at the end of the week, you've judged RAF, Army and Navy caterers. How is the overall winner decided? And then what happens to her next?
The overall winner is decided. So it's on a point system. There's certain classes that have 2 points. There's certain classes that have 1 point. Those are totaled up at the end of the competition. And then whatever service is on top then obviously receives the inter-services championship, and they take that with them for the year. The good thing for that is I'm also the chairman of the Combined Services Culinary Arts team. You know, I'm here as well looking for new talent, let's say, new chefs, young chefs, as well as those that are competing on other stations, so we can go forward and take them onto the sort of world stage, international stage, of which I'm just about to do this weekend when I take the current team out to Germany for the Culinary Olympics.
And any particular talent you spotted this year, any emerging one you think, yeah, I've got my eye on that one?
I've got my eye on a couple of young chefs. I've got a young chef who's only just been out of training about 6 months. She's only a young 18-year-old who's produced an absolutely fantastic cake here besides Joint Caterer, and she's one for the future. And I've spotted also an RAF chef as well from the buffet table, which was on yesterday. Again, a young chef, the age of about 22, who I'm going to probably bring into the side as well for the future.